Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to show His mercy to me. Father, show me your mercy to me. In the name of Jesus, whatever I've done wrong, oh Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I cannot continue like this. I need your mercy. Father, be merciful. Show me your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy, Lord. And let your be glorified in Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let the heaven over my prayer tonight open by fire. Declare the heaven open in the name of Jesus. Over my prayer, Father, let it open, let it open, let it open, let it open tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Let it open, let it open, let it open in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the heaven over my prayer open, 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 open your mouth and pray. Open, 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 open. Open your mouth. My heaven was open. Let the heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let my heaven open tonight. In Jesus' name, my heaven has opened. Lift up my voice and pray this prayer point loud and clear. I beg you tonight, we don't have much time. We have a lot to cover tonight, and believe God will help us in the name of Jesus. As I call the prayer, please, don't say this one doesn't concern you. Pray it because we are ready towards the end of the second half of the year. And as you keep going on, the devil is not happy. As you are making progress, they are angry about you. I want you to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, every organized battle against my life and my family, scatter by fire. Every organized battle. The Bible said, don't and join them together. The wicked will not go unpunished. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every organized battle against your marriage, against your children, against my children, against my job, against my ministry. Father, scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Help yourself in there. Every organized battle that say my life will remain like this. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. In the mighty name of Jesus. That is it. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray number two like this. Say, every evil authority. I'm basing my prayer on the first session on do and join hand together. The wicked, the Bible says, will never go unpunished. When they connect themselves, every network of witchcraft, though and can join them together, the Bible says, whoever is a wicked person, they say they will never go unpunished. So I want you to gather your strength and supreme. Say, every evil authority ruling over the affairs of my life. If it's your marriage, you mention it. If it's your job, you mention it. If it's your marriage, if it's your children, you mention it. I don't know the kind of authority that is ruling over your life. We want to pray that prayer for seriously. Shout this all out and clear. Say, every evil authority ruling over the affairs of my life, you are a liar. Evil authority ruling over the affairs of my life. Oh yeah, da 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 da. Pepepe masuta na baba baba riketemo Maria kusotia baba baba. Evil authority ruling over the affairs of my life. Oh yeah, da 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 da. That is it. In the name of Jesus, Maruke said terrible. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray number three like this. Say, every power that has vowed that my star will never shine. That is somebody that did this prayer for seriously. I don't know the person boasting against you. That why is it only you? Why is it only you going through making way? And they are going out of their way to make sure that star shall never shine. I decree by the mandate of heaven, anyone taking your name from one altar to the other, in order to kill your star, in order to kill your big glory, today, if your heaven is loud, they shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. Shout this one out of here. Say, every power that has vowed that my star will never shine. You are a liar. pray. Open your mouth and pray. You are more than what you are at the moment. Open your mouth and pray. Every power that I vow that your star will never shine, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. In the name of that is the sin. The power that says your life will never shine. They say your star will never shine. Enough is enough. You are a liar. You must move forward. You must make progress. You must move forward. You must make progress. You must move forward. You must make progress. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. It wasn't a suggestion, that scripture. It wasn't a beg. It wasn't a begging. It's a command. It said, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. I stand to decree to somebody's life here tonight, in the name that is above another name, I don't know who put your life under obscurity. I don't know who put your life behind the scene. If your heaven is loud, you shall arise and shine. In the name of Jesus, you shall arise, you shall shine, you shall arise, you shall shine, you shall arise, you shall shine. I decree to that person's life, whoever wants to cage your star, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Jesus says, he said, a man's worst enemy are the members of his household. A man's worst enemy. Yeah, what? The members of his. You have got to lift up a voice loud and clear. Say, household power that has vowed to turn my life upside down. You are a liar. Da. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, household power that has vowed to turn my life upside down. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. In the name of Jesus, every household power that want to turn your life upside down, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we pray. I am praying for somebody here. I don't know who you are, but I decree this prophetic declaration. I decree to your life. Any power that has insisting, that is insisting, that you will suffer till you die, they are not the one that created you. Therefore, I stand to reverse that evil decree in the name of Jesus. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 37. Lamentations 3, 37. He said, who seeth and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? I am standing to decree here in the name that is above every name, the power that says you will suffer till you die. In the name of Jesus, that power shall die. They shall die, they shall die, they shall die, they shall die, they shall die. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am praying for somebody again. In the name that is above every other name. I don't know what you are passing through. If it's from one man or the other, if it's an agent of darkness that has put you in this condition, hear the word of the Lord. The Bible makes us understand in the book of Esther chapter 6 that the gallows that Emma prepared for Mordecai was the same gallows they used to bury him. I decree to your life, whoever has caused this problem in your life that you are passing through, problem in your family that you are passing through, in the name that is above every other name, I transfer the problem back to them in the name of Jesus. I transfer the problem back. I transfer the problem back. I transfer the problem back. I transfer the problem back in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray this same prayer. Beloved, as you all know, this is end time. There are different kind of prophets out there now. In the morning, they'll be calling God. At night, they are flying in the air. I'm not talking about flying in the aeroplane, no. You know what I mean? Flying in the bed. Going through it. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Because somebody on the line tonight, you are under this serious oppression that somebody who called themselves a prophet has put your life in a total standstill. But tonight, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18, it says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. Therefore, tonight, if you can pray this prayer point seriously and gather your strength as if that's the only prayer you are going to pray tonight, I can guarantee you one thing. That problem must leave you alone tonight. In the name of Jesus, say, any man, any woman, calling God in the day, consulting idol in the hours of the night. You are a liar. Anyone pretending to be calling God in the day and they are consulting evil in the hours of the night. Oh, yeah, that is it, that is it. I love when I see that prayer, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. That is what happens to us. Tonight is a serious prayer. Don't joke with the prayer, my sister. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Anyone calling God in the day and in the night, they are flying like a bird. Open your mouth and pray. They must collide with the rock of ages. They must die. 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 Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I want to give for somebody here. I don't know the problem in your life that is making your enemy laugh now. Before we shout this seven amen to this prophecy, that problem will be transferred back to the enemy in the name of Jesus. It's transferred. In the name of Jesus, it is transferred. Anyone that says this is how far you can go, they have set a limit to your destiny. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, heaven will destroy your lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Say, any wicked power that has prepared evil trap for me in the remaining days of this year, as I'm praying now, fall into that trap in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, fall into that trap now, in the mighty name of Jesus. You, that power that has prepared the trap for me and my family. Oh, yeah, fall into that trap now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, fall into that trap now. They must fall into that trap. Evil trap set up for you and your family. They must fall into it. 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 Aha. Yes. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray this next one. Say, every arrow of untimely death fired into my life, go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Send the arrow back to sender. My brother, my sister, don't joke with the arrow tonight. The arrow must go back. 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 Pray. The arrow must go back. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, powers pretending to be my friend and they are planning to cut my life short. You are a liar. Anyone pretending to be my friend, but they are planning to cut off my life. You are a liar. Pray. Something must happen tonight. Something must happen tonight. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, any power that want to cut short your life, in the name of Jesus, to cut short your marriage, in the name of Jesus, to reduce you to nothing, in the name of Jesus, they must be wasted. They must be wasted. They must be wasted. They must be wasted. In Jesus, mighty them, we pray. We are going to pray against eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. One of the greatest things they are doing lately is to make sure they have drank so much blood this year. They have drank so much flesh, eating so much flesh this year. And now they are talking about the second wave of COVID-19. The thing is coming up bit by bit again. Why? They still want to eat more flesh and drink more blood. Beloved, the only solution to this problem is prayer. If you cannot pray, the enemy will just use you as a case kebab. They just eat the person that kebab. You have got to lift up your voice. Be angry in your bone. As you pray this prayer point loud and clear, say, wicked powers that wants me to die. You are a liar. Die by fire. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the power that wants to die. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. You shall not die. I shall not die. Our family will not die. In the name of Jesus. We shall live to declare the word of God. According to Psalm 118 verse 17. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. We shall not die. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. There is somebody here tonight. Because you have joined this life for the first time tonight, the arrow of stagnancy, the arrow of backwardness that was fired years ago to your life, if your amen is loud, that arrow has gone back to sender now in the name of Jesus. It has gone back to sender. It has come back to sender in the name of Jesus. It has come back to sender in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, any power saying no to the yes of God in my life. Hey, you are a liar. Pray. Any power saying no to the yes of God in my life, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. This prayer is serious. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said we have to pray it ASAP now. I didn't plan this, but we have to pray this prayer point now. You are going to say this one without apology to any power. Say any form of tragedy that has been prepared for me and my family in the remaining days of this year. Holy Ghost fire! Scatter them by fire! Pray. Scatter. Any tragedy prepared for me and my family. Oh, yes, scatter. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen. Help yourself, everybody. My sister, I love you. Your prayer. Any form of tragedy prepared for you and your family. Oh, yes, go back to center. Oh, yes, scatter them now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter them now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter them now. In the name of Jesus, any tragedy, in Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, any power pushing good things away from me. You are a liar. Die by fire. Pray. You are there. When good things have been shared, your name is not only mentioned. Open your mouth and pray. Any power pushing good things away from me, you are a liar. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Any power pushing good things away from me, you are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. That is it. I love you. You're praying that prayer. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, anointing for uncommon favor. My life is available. Fall upon my life now in the name of Jesus. Anointing for common favor. Oh, yeah, fall upon my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, fall upon my life. Anointing for common favor. Fall upon my life in the name of Jesus. Fall upon my life. Fall upon my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. We are praying for some channel of anointing. We are going to pray the next one like this. Say, anointing to laugh last. Despite my current condition. There is a sister that needs that prayer point seriously. Your enemy thought they have won the battle. But I can guarantee you, you shall laugh last. Hey, I say you will laugh last. But you need a special anointing to make sure you laugh last. Say, anointing to laugh last. Despite my current condition, my life is available. Fall upon my life. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, anoint it on a flask. Oh, yeah, fall. Aha! Fall upon my life. In the name of Jesus, anoint it on a flask. Fall upon my life. Fall upon my life. In the name of Jesus, fall upon my life. Fall upon my life. Fall upon my life. Fall upon my life. Aha! Fall upon my life in the name of Jesus. Anoint it to laugh last. No matter what you're passing through, you shall laugh last. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here because of the prayer point you have just prayed now, that the anointing that will make your enemy bow down before you, the anointing that will make your mockers bow down to your maker, the anointing to operate above those who are pulling you down. If your heaven is loud, receive it tonight. Receive it, 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 receive it. Receive the anointing in the name of Jesus. Man, who said it here? Thank you, Jesus. I am praying for somebody here. The enemy will not write the last chapter of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree to somebody here, any power assigned to introduce sorrow in the midst of your joy, any power that want to add sorrow to your happiness, in the name of Jesus, that power shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I told you, we're going to pray for our children. We've been doing it for a couple of weeks now. Today, this session is to pray for our children. My brother, my sister, I want to take this thing seriously. I always make an announcement, whether you have given back to your children or not, please, you need to pray for them. Very early this morning, a man that I've known years ago called me in this country. The child was part of the Sunday school years ago. And that was when he was about 13, 14, 15. When he got to 16 years, 17 years old, he began to go to drugs. He began to smoke drugs, smoke weed. The parents created faults. They did all the things. They prayed, they canceled. Nothing works. This was a person that was already the new God. Followed the prayer to the church, but his life was not in the church. And lo and behold, the father called me today. They say, almost a month back, they gave him an accommodation to just move out because of the drug problem. Yesterday night, he just was walking on the street in this London here, and he collapsed on the way. They took him to the hospital. This morning, 5 a.m., they called the prayer that you have to come and say bye-bye to this boy, that he cannot survive it. Few minutes later, when the parent got there, the boy died. The man said something to me. He said, "Pastor," he said, "his father did not bury any of his child. His grandfather did not bury any of his child. Why is he happy to him?" I am praying for every. You see, when we are praying for parents, you will think that we are joking. These are the power that the boy. I'm sure he was born in Christendom because I don't know when he was born. He followed the prayer to church. And yet, the enemy waited at a certain age, introduced drug to him, and that was what led him to die, and now burning in the fire. You are going to pray. This session is for, whether you have given birth, it doesn't matter. I beg you, pray this prayer point loud and clear. And I'm going to share this thing again. When we are teaching the youth on Sunday, the youth Sunday school, I will mention it today again. Beloved, there is need for parents to pray for their children. Very early this morning, I've not heard from the man years ago, but just coming from the blue, say, "Sir, this boy is gone." What was his name? Emmanuel, God with us. You are going to pray that prayer point loud and clear. Say, "Powers that wants me to bury my children." Hey, you are a liar. Pray. If you are yet to give and lay your hands on your womb and begin to speak to that children coming from that womb, open your mouth and pray. And the power that wants me to bury my children, you are a liar. When I'm praying, you know what I'm talking about. Pray that prayer, 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 pray that prayer. Aha! Now you know what we are praying. Open your heart and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. For them to have named him Emmanuel, it must mean that they have gone through something. The boy died at the end of 24 this morning. We are going to pray number two. Say this one loud and clear. Say, powers that has determined to pursue my children to the grave. You are a liar! Die! Now you know what we need to pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself, my sister. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Help yourself, my brother. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! That's it. That is it. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. Say this one loud and clear. Whoever is calling my children's name for evil, I decree by the mandate of heaven, die. That's the prayer point. In the name of Jesus, anyone calling your children for evil, die. They are your tomorrow. They are your tomorrow. Open your mouth and pray. Any power calling the names of my children on any Amalek shrine against my children, oh yeah, die. In Jesus' name, we pray. The man said, what else can they would have done? He said his wife was shattered. They worked so hard to make sure the girl become a better person. But yet, the enemy has taken over his life. And until we then, the end enemy in hellfire, we could not make. We are going to pray the next one. Say this one loud and clear. Say, any wicked power that wants me to see my children's burial grounds. You are a liar! That is it. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Help your children. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Mommy, daddy, this is a serious prayer point. Don't joke with the prayer at all. In the mighty name of Jesus, the stars of my children must shine. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus. Then we are praying. Say, I decree and I declare, no evil shall befall my children in the name of Jesus. You don't know where they were in school. You don't know what they're going through in school. Tell God, Father, no evil shall befall them. No evil shall befall them. I will not bury my children. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open. Aha! That's it. In the mighty name of Jesus, my children will stand the Lord. They will know the Lord. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, my father, I rededicate the lives of my children in the name of Jesus to the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are rededicate your children. Father, I rededicate Joseph, Isaiah, Peter, Paul, and Philip to the life of the Lord of Jesus. In that, we are begin to rededicate their lives. Begin to rededicate their life. Open your mouth and pray. The enemy will not get them in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy will not waste them in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. You will agree with me. Before this boy started this kind of idea of smoking, that he would have been introduced by one friend or the other. The question is, majority of the parents that I know, they don't even know the friends of their children. Even if you know them, you don't know what they do behind. But we are going to pray. Shout this one. The only thing you can do is to pray for them. And at the same time, when I heard the news today, during a family devotion in the house this afternoon, I called my children and I told them exactly what happened. And we began to pray against it. Beloved, when you hear things like this, to pray so that we don't pray. The father was perplexed. He said, 5 a.m. this morning, They called him up from the hospital. They said, this boy, they've tried to resuscitate him. He has only a few minutes to go. You have to quickly rush to come and say bye-bye to the mother. And the man said, He woke up with the wife and they got to the hospital. A few minutes later, the boy passed away. Right before their eyes. He could not talk. Nothing could be said. He could not declare Jesus as the Lord and the personal Savior. And that's the end of it. According to my biblical standard, that's an automatic license to hellfire. You are going to pray. This was what they call Emmanuel, the name of Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel. You are going to pray that prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say every organized satanic gang up. Assigned to derail my children. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Oh, yeah, scatter, 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 scatter. Aha. Oh, yeah, scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter, 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 scatter. Aha. Scatter by fire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say every unfriendly friends parading around my children's life. Depart finally from them in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, depart, 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 depart from my friend. Whether you are online, whether you're on Facebook, whether you anywhere, you any platform, depart from them. I use the son of Delilah to separate you of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I separate you. I separate you from evil friends. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray again. Say this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my father, I shall not lose my children in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. I will not lose my children. You will not lose your children. We shall not lose our children. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. They will become great in life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. They will become great in life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We pray. I decree to every parent, including myself, that in the name that is above every name, the mark of favor shall fall upon our children. In the name of Jesus, I decree our children will make us proud in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Your children will not be parent. Our children will not be parent. In the name of Jesus, they will not marry wrong people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare by the power in the name of Jesus, their glory will not be sink. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will be their shepherd. In the mighty name of Jesus, their life will not turn to darkness. In the name of Jesus, no disaster shall fall upon our children. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say thank you, Jesus, for that. Say thank you, Jesus, for that. Say thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Let's open our Bible quickly. Do how much time? Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord help us tonight in Jesus' name. I pray for anyone here tonight, believing God for their own fruit of the womb, that when will I start praying for my real children? You have been praying for spiritual children. When will I pray for you in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, your story will be better in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are yet to be married, believing God, how will I have children when I don't even have a partner? Today, in the name of Jesus, divinely God will connect you to that person that will make you joyful forever, in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. One question. Jeremiah chapter 32. Let me see if I can share the screen quickly. Jeremiah chapter 32. I want to talk about of what is called, what I title, God of immediately. God of immediately. Jeremiah chapter 32. And I read from the beginning. Jeremiah 32. There was a question, the one I put in red. He said, behold, I am the God, Lord, the God of all flesh. He said, is there anything too hard for me to do? That is the God of immediately asking that question. Amen. And the question was, funny enough, the question was asked in chapter 2, verse 27, but the answer is in verse 17. He said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth, and by your great power and your outstretched hand." He now answered the question, "There is nothing too hard for God to do." Beloved, in the lifetime of Jesus Christ, there are some miracles that he performed and there was an immediate answer. That's why I'm talking tonight on what I call the God of immediately. Immediate answers. Well, there are some miracles that he did that their answers took some time. For example, Lazarus, he wasted his time after he died. He was busy. 4 days later, he now came. That was not an immediate miracle. But tonight, I'm concentrating on the miracles that happened immediately. For example, number one, in Matthew chapter 20, verse 30 to 34, and I quickly read, the Bible says, "And behold," he said, "And behold, two blind men were sitting at the roadside. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, saying, 'Have mercy upon us, O Lord, Son of David.'" And then the multitude wanted to be quiet, but they cried out the more, saying, "Have mercy upon us, O Lord, Son of David." They could not be bothered. Verse 32. So Jesus stood still and called them. He said, "What exactly do you want for me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyesight was received, and they followed him. I decree to somebody's life here, if your heaven is loud, you will receive an immediate miracle in the name of Jesus. Another example again in Mark chapter 1, verse 29. Mark 1, 29. The Bible says, "Now as soon as they had come to the house of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon Andrew with James and John." What happened? He said, "But Simon's wife's mother," that's the mother-in-law of Simon Peter, "Simon's wife's mother lay sick of fever, and they told him about it at once." About her at once. Then what happened? So he came there. He took her by the hand, lifted her up, and the Bible says, and immediately the fever left her and she served them. I am praying for somebody here. It doesn't matter the kind of sickness you are carrying. Before we share the grace in tonight's prayer line, there shall be an immediate response from heaven. In the name of Jesus. And another example again. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 to 3. So he said, "And behold, a leper this time around came to worship Jesus and said to him, 'Lord, if you are willing, make me clean.'" And the Bible said, "Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.'" And the Bible says, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. I don't know what is causing shame and disgrace for you and your family. Leprosy is like a shame and disgrace. The Bible makes us understand that anyone that has the spirit of leprosy will be living in the outskirts, in the bush, outskirts of the city. Anything that is making you shameful, anything that is causing shame in your life, in the name of Jesus, before we share the grace tonight, there will be an immediate response from heaven in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Say, "God of immediately, show yourself in my life tonight." Help yourself tonight. God of immediately, show yourself tonight. The God of immediately, oh yeah, show yourself in my family. Father, show yourself in my career. Oh yeah, show yourself in my ministry. Oh yeah, show yourself in my children's life. Oh yeah, show yourself. God of immediately, in your job interview, God will show himself. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, there is a God of immediately. He can do it again. In Jesus' name, we pray. More examples. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 30 to 31. Let me just give you the preview of the story. That was the story when Jesus was walking on the sea. He was walking on the sea, and Simon Peter said, "Oh God, is it you walking on the sea?" He says, "It's me." "How, if it's you, call me to come now." And he was coming. Jesus said, "Come." And when he was coming, what happened? He said, "But when he saw that the wind was boisterous," that was serious wind, that was Peter, "he was so afraid, and because of he was afraid, he began to sink." Anyone on the line tonight, hey, you are sinking in your life. Your health is deteriorating. Your finances is going down. Your business is about to crash. You are sinking somewhere where you are. Today, by the power and the name of Jesus, I command the angel of God to pull you up. In the name of Jesus, you will rise up again. 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 You will rise up again in the name of Jesus. And he began to sing. Thank God he has a mouth. He cried. He said, Lord, save me. And in verse 31, and immediately, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Ah, my brother, my sister, don't doubt God. There is God of immediately. He can still do it in your life. God of immediately, he will show forth himself in the mighty name of Jesus. He stretched out his hand. I don't know here. Somebody is sinking. You are sinking somewhere or the other. Your health is going down. Everything is crashing. Whatever is going on in your life, I am praying for you. The outstretched hand of God will pull you out tonight. In the name of Jesus. He will pull you out tonight. He said, we are serving a God of immediately. Another example again in Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Luke chapter 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. 18 good years. And the Bible says she was bent over and could no way raise up herself. If I ask you that, okay, in the form of exercise, can you bend down for 3 hours? Don't wake, don't raise up. Those of us who were disciplined when we were in primary school, not this kind of dispensation. When we were in primary school, they asked us to do something. I don't know. They say you should stoop down. You put one of your, you bend down like that, and you put your finger on the floor. You put one hand, and you now bend down, raise one leg up. That thing is still. Now imagine a woman in that condition for 18 years. I don't know you are here. Who is here on the line tonight? That have been going through one problem or the other. The problem seems not to expire. The Bible says, surely there is an end. And the expectation of the righteous can never be cut short. I don't know how long your problem has been going on for, but I have a news for you today. The God of immediately, he will show forth in your life. In the name of Jesus. In verse 12, but when Jesus saw her, he said to her, so the woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. 18 years to bend down. I'm sure I remember when they asked me to stoop down for about 30 minutes. In fact, if they put bucket in my face, you will see that the water there will be full because the devil will swear that will be coming on. Imagine a woman now bent over for 18 years. I am decree today, any form of infirmity in your life, if your amen is loud, they shall disappear tonight. In the name of Jesus. Why am I saying that? Because there's a God of immediately. And he lay his hand on her, and the Bible says, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. I pray for somebody here. God will lay hands upon you in the name of Jesus. Again, another good example. This was a man at the pool of Bethesda. He had been there for 38 years. And the Bible says, and the sick man said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but I am just here coming. Another man stepped into it before me. He was there for 38 years. Long time infirmity. 38 years, but there is God of immediately. The Bible says, Jesus said to him, rise up and take your bed and walk. And immediately, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. When do you want God to start your case? When do you want God to step into your situation? My one is immediately. You are going to turn it to prayer. Say, God of immediately. I am tired of my present condition. Appear! Now, take God to appear. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Aha, Father, rise up. Father, appear. In the name of Jesus, appear now. In the name of Jesus, appear now over my children, Father. Appear now. In Jesus' name, we pray. And he said to him, rise up, take up your bed and walk. And immediately, the man who had been in that condition for 38 good years was made well, and he took up his bed and walked. I don't know who you are tonight. I don't care about your age. I don't care how long that problem has been in your life. But tonight's message is that there is God of immediately. He did it for the man at the pool of Bethesda. He did it for the leper. He did it for Peter's mother that was sick of fever. He did it for this man 38 years of infirmity. Today, he will do it to your own. He will do your own in the name of Jesus. That was why I asked you a question earlier. He said, Jeremiah chapter 23, I said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything to want for me to do? And the answer said, Lord God, behold, you have made an heaven and earth by your great power and actions, and there is nothing too hard for God to do, and they will do it immediately. What do we need to do tonight? Beloved, listen carefully to this. That is the most important message there. The person might be very good to you, but there is a common factor, common denominator to all these passages that I showed you, is that they all met Jesus. They all met Jesus. Matthew 11:28 is a common to me. If you don't come to Jesus, there is no how you will experience an immediate miracle. Jesus is the solution. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Without Jesus, the life is finished. So if you really want to enjoy the benefit of serving the Lord, you need to call upon God immediately, and he wants you to answer you. You must surrender your life to Christ. That's why he said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 11, he said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. So whatever you have done before, he will do it today, and he will still do it tomorrow. That is the meaning of this Hebrews 13. He's same yesterday, today. So if he can appear in some people's situation immediately, your own is not too hard for you to do. Bow down your head to pray. But if you are here tonight, you have not surrendered your life to Christ. If you call God from now till tomorrow, the Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination. Even if you pretend, God sees your heart. He doesn't even bother about your mouth. He sees your heart. Some people are pretending, God, you know what is going on. This man doesn't understand. Hey, I don't want to understand. I want to understand scripture, don't you, what you are going through. But the reality is that if there is God, I have seen it work in my own life. I've seen it, I've heard several testimonies of God of immediately. And that God is still alive. He's same yesterday, today. And so if you don't want to know Jesus, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I know and acknowledge that I am a sinner. I am sorry for all my wrongdoings. Father, forgive me today. Cleanse me with your blood. I declare you today as my Lord and my personal Savior. Not because of what I'm passing through, but I need an encounter with you. I want a changed life. I want to move to my next level. Be thou exalted. Thank you, Lord, O Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for writing my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have prayed that short prayer, I'll say congratulations to you. You are welcome to the folks of those who can call upon the God of immediately. He will show forth in your life. I always tell people that sometimes that we are going through some things that you cannot pray. If you don't ask God to intervene now, then the enemy will prevail. The God of immediately is alive. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Before we pray the prayer, I want us to begin to picture what you are passing through. All what you want to do, he asked the man, what do you want me to do for you? I'm giving you the same blank check. Open your mouth and begin to tell God, what do you want God to do for you? That you know that if God did not show forth now, the enemy will laugh. Open your mouth and begin to tell God. Tell God, tell me you have the blank check now. Blank check. Pray. Blank check. Open your mouth and pray. Father God, I cannot continue like this. I need you to step into my case. I have seen you work in my life before. You did it before, Father, you didn't do it again. I need to move to my next level. Enough of this level, Lord. Open your mouth and tell God. Tell God, I love God. Thou art made the heaven and the earth by your outward power. I love God. Thou art made the heaven and the earth by your outward hand. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are the great and mighty God. Greater than the mighty. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for you. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, it will be too dangerous to keep quiet at this point. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for him? Is there anything too hard for him? Is there anything too hard for him? voice loud and clear. The God that we serve is a God of immediately. Lift up your voice loud and clear if you really want God to show forth in that situation. Shout this one as I'm going to shout my own. Say, God of immediately. Show yourself in my life. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to show himself. What do I show yourself? Open your mouth and pray. He said there is nothing too hard for God to do, including your own, my brother. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus, the God of immediately. Open your mouth and show yourself. Oh, do I show yourself? Oh, Lord, show yourself. Oh, do I show yourself? Father, show yourself in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Hey, my father, can you go? Zikele brosoto matara baba. In Jesus' name, we pray. There is somebody here that gave his life to Christ, his or her life to Christ just now. But you did it pretending you have truly surrendered your life to Christ. Beloved, if you did not do it genuinely, I might not see you. The general overseer might not see you, but there is a screen in heaven that view all what you do. If you go back to that sin, you will regret it. I'm saying it clearly now. If you go back to that sin, you will regret it. Shout this one loud and clear again. Say, God of immediately. Show yourself in my life. Open your mouth. That is the prayer point. We are going to round up now. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, show yourself. Oluwa, show yourself. The God of immediately. Show yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, show yourself tonight. Show yourself tonight. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for everyone here tonight, including myself and my family, that in whatever we are passing through, the God of immediately will show himself strong in the name of Jesus. I pray when it remains 1 minute for you to fall into the hands of the enemy, the Lord of immediately, he will deliver us in the name of Jesus. When it remains 1 minute for you to be put to shame, the God of immediately, he will deliver you in the name of Jesus. When it remains 1 minute for your application to be refused, the God of immediately, he will show forth in the name of Jesus. When it remains 1 minute for you to be put to shame, to be destroyed, the God of immediately, he will show forth your life in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name, we pray. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. Cover all the prayers with the blood of Jesus. I will pray as you go to bed tonight. The Lord will go with you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Apologies for taking about 6 minutes. Please, next week Tuesday, by the grace of God, is the next prayer line like this. Invite someone. It's going to be a command month. We're meant to do it this day, today, but because of the children's prayer that is so paramount that we have to do, that's why I moved it to next month. Thank God for a couple of weeks that we pray for the children. We continue praying for them as God leads us in Jesus' name. So next week, Tuesday, we are meeting for the prayer line. By the grace of God, please make sure you invite somebody. Don't be a beneficiary of this thing alone. It's by the grace of God that we are all enjoying it. And I believe strongly that the testimony is sure and guaranteed. Invite someone and your life will never remain the same. So next week, Tuesday, 10 o'clock, we're meeting. On Monday, we're meeting for the singles. On Sunday, we've got 2 services there. We've got the children's services, 3 o'clock, and the youth services for 5 o'clock. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Shall we with us in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and the Son of the Holy Spirit. Be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all
the days of our life.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
For what the Lord has done tonight, and I know for sure that by God's grace, next Tuesday we are meeting next month of August. We are going to shout 21 powerful hallelujah. Want to go? Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor.
Everyone have a good dream. Bye.
God bless you, Pastor.
God
bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Bye.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
He's okay now.
God bless you, my dear. Okay. Bye bye. Bye bye.
God bless you, Paul.
God bless you, Joanne.
God bless you, Chacha. God bless you, Chacha.
God bless you, Joanne and Alita. God bless you all.
God bless you, Chacha. How is the family,
Pastor? God bless you. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. God bless you,
Pastor. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, man. God bless you, sir.
I love you, you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
My daddy.
Yeah.